So glad to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, the fall season is here, and if you're a Milwaukee Brewers fan, you're probably wondering, are the Brewers going to win their last four games and maybe get into the National League Championship? If you're if you've been around as long as I have, you'll think back to the 1950s and think about when the Milwaukee Braves were doing that and actually winning the World Series. Todd Mischler is one of our guests today. He's with us by phone. He has a piece in the latest issue of Wisconsin Trails magazine on that 1957, I always want to say Brewers team. But Harriet Brown's with me in the studio, and she's editor-in-chief of Wisconsin Trails magazine. It's fun to have, nice to have her back again. It's been a little while, so we're glad to have her back to talk about what's going on around Wisconsin, what we can find in Wisconsin Trails magazine this issue, but also just to talk about all the events and all the great things that happen in the fall here in Wisconsin. Certainly, if you want to chime in with some questions or comments, or maybe you've got some things you want to tell us about too in the way of events, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. Harriet, welcome back.
Thanks, Larry.
Nice to have you back. And Todd Mischler, are you there with us? Maybe he is and maybe he isn't. Todd, are you there? Tell you what, let's try this one. Todd, you there? We don't have Todd, so we'll probably try to get him. But if we don't get him, that's all right. Maybe he might have been on by cell phone, in which case his cell phone might have just died.
Yeah, I think he was. It sounded like he was on for a minute there and then disappeared.
He went. Well, that's all right. You and I can talk. And if we don't get him back, well, that'll be okay, too, because you know what he wrote about. Boy, isn't the fall the best time? For me, it's the best time of the year. I love the fall.
It's my favorite time of year.
Yeah.
It's school starting. You know, it's left over from childhood when I loved school. My birthday's in the fall. Yada, yada, yada.
And the trees will soon be turning color. I'd like to know if anybody from northern Wisconsin in particular, call and let us know what's happening on the fall color front. I'd love to hear that because the last time I was up, which now has been, you know, it was kind of early September and things weren't really going nothing was going yet. Well, what's going on at Wisconsin Trails?
Well, we're excited. We just moved into new offices.
Yeah.
And we're now part of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, specialty media division, and we moved from tiny Black Earth to downtown Madison. So I'm excited. There's good places to go out to lunch now.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I think we might have Todd Mischler with us now. Todd, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Yay.
All right. Good to have you. Good to have you with us. I should mention that Todd is a freelance sports writer. He's the author of Baseball in Beer Town, America's Pastime in Milwaukee. It's published by Big Earth Books. And he wrote the article for Wisconsin Trails called That Championship Season for that fall edition. That had to be kind of fun.
Well, it's always fun to go back, especially if it was a topic that I had researched a lot before for the book project, and then when Harriet and I kind of got together, that made it that much more special, and kind of let me reminisce a little bit again.
Well, I tell you what, it's fall. You know, fall was part of that 1957. That's when the Brewers went, or the Braves. God, I keep saying Brewers. The Braves went to the series.
Well, you can't say that very often about baseball in Wisconsin because, no. It's been not too many falls where we've been talking about baseball. It's always been the Packers, even in the lean years in Green Bay. But this year it was really good to be talking about both of them at this point.
Yeah, it sure is. And so that's one of the features. You know, and just to remind people, maybe you can just tick off some names from that team.
Well, Hank Aaron, Warren Spahn, Joe Adcock,
Lou Burdett.
Gosh, Lou Burdett, yeah, Bob Buell,
Del
Crandall.
Eddie Matthews.
Eddie Matthews, yeah. I'm trying to think, Johnny Logan, Don McMahon. I'm trying to think of some of the outfielders.
Like Nippy Jones.
Nippy Jones?
Yeah, the famous shoe incident that helped him win the World Series.
Oh, my goodness. What was that? Now people are going to say, what the heck? I don't remember that. What was that famous shoe incident?
Well, I think it was, I'm into Big Ten football right now, so some of the names and things are kind of all running together, but that was, I think, game five, where he came up as a pinch hitter, and a crucial time in the series. The Braves were, it was 2-2, two games apiece, and he came up as a pinch hitter late in the game, and fouled the ball off his shoe, and the umpire, they thought it, they called it, you know, a strike or whatever, and didn't realize, and then he went and grabbed the ball before the Yankees could get it and showed the umpire that there was shoe polish on it. Mm-hmm. Or he didn't foul it. It hit him.
And they it hit
it
him.
Just the ball. And he showed him the smudge on the ball. And so then the umpire awarded him the base. And then and that was a crucial in the sequence for them, you know, not be, they called it an out versus, you know.
Getting on base.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that myself. You know, I was a young kid, but man, the sun rose and set on the Milwaukee Braves when I was a little kid, pretty little.
Oh, then, you must have been a tiny kid, Larry.
I was really tiny.
Really tiny.
But I was old enough to know about baseball and the Milwaukee Milwaukee Braves. That's for sure. Tell you what, if you have a question, maybe about the Braves, but about fall and things going on. What's in Wisconsin Trails Magazine this month? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 in the Madison area at 263-1890. Francis, I believe,
hello.
From Milwaukee. Hi.
Hello. I don't have a Braves question, although I remember the World Series. My classmate was the daughter of Quinn, the owner.
Oh.
Anyway, she got some classmate tickets to the World Series, but I didn't know her real well, so I didn't get any. But anyway, my question is this. The Wisconsin Trails magazine, maybe you know something about this. We were coming home from Door County on Highway 57, and we saw the sign, the statue of Jean Nicolet.
Mm-hmm.
We went off the road. There was a long lead-up into a... like the end of the road, and there was a barricade, and it said, statue parking here. So we parked, we went around the barricade, and we must have walked for at least half a mile. And it's all grown over, and it's, but you get to the statue of Jean Nicolet, and it's wonderful. It's a beautiful statue. But I'm wondering, there was the legend of his coming to Red Banks and so forth, but why is it so neglected?
Well, that's a question Harriet can't answer, I'll bet.
No. Ask the DNR.
It's probably a Department of Natural... Well, it may or may not be. Maybe somebody from the DNR is listening in and can straighten us out on that. It may have. It may be the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. It could be a variety of... And maybe somebody knows the answer to that.
Mystery of the statue of Jean Nicolet.
Yeah, it's a mystery here, Francis. But stay listening because somebody is almost sure to call and set us straight on what's going on with it. Because it is apparent. I've heard. Well, you tell me. It was a great statue.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's just beautiful. But it's just so neglected. And when we got back on the road, when we got back on 57, going right past the area we walked in, you can see the statue from the road. And, you know, if they would just put a light on it or something, even a solar light or something, because, man, it's a beautiful statue and he has such history in Wisconsin, and I just felt bad that
it's not better marked or that we're not keeping up the trails. Well, I'll tell you what. Somebody's sure to call in with some more information on that one, Francis, although it's going to be hard to get in because all our lines are filled here. Larry Mueller with my guest, Harriet Brown, editor-in-chief of Wisconsin Trails, and Todd Mischler, freelance sports writer, author of Baseball in Beer Town, published by Big Earth Books, and he wrote the article, That Champion Season, for the Fall Wisconsin Trails magazine. Talking about fall in Wisconsin right now with Harriet Brown, editor-in-chief of Wisconsin Trails magazine. So we're certainly talking about the Trails magazine issues itself. One of the items in the fall issue for this year was written by our other guest, Todd Mischler, freelance sports writer, and he wrote the article, That Championship Season, about the 1957 Milwaukee Braves. So Maybe you have a question about the Braves. Maybe you have a question about what's going on around the state, or maybe you've got something to comment on relating to what's going on around the state. We hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison at 263-1890. Give us a call. And I'll tell you what, Tim in Hayward's been waiting a long time, so let's go to Tim. Tim, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Well, I thought I'd give you a report. You want a report on color, and I'm sitting here in my office at Teal Lake Lodge. Looking, the islands haven't turned yet, but this week coming up, this weekend, will be peak color up here this way.
All right. And that's one of my favorite parts of the state, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. I also have a memory for your baseball thing.
All right.
It goes back to 1959, I believe. There five of us were rooming at Madison at the university. Two of them were guys from South America. And we took them over to see the Braves, a night game, so the great American sport of baseball. And, of course, they come from an area where they put moats between the players and the spectators at soccer.
Yeah.
It went 16 innings.
Oh, my God.
You had one guy with a bat on his shoulder, one guy throwing the ball, and seven other guys out there scratching you know what. You try to explain that to two South Americans.
Who don't know anything about baseball.
No.
That's a good story. I bet you, Todd Mishler, you've got a lot of stories like that. Todd, are you there? Oh, maybe we lost Todd again.
Ooh.
That's all right. If we lost Todd, he's had some trouble. I think there was some trouble with his cell phone. So that's okay, Martinez. Well, if he calls us back, we'll get him back on. Otherwise, we won't worry about it, okay? Thanks a lot for calling with that memory. I had some memories. Jim Hoyt, who was a professor in journalism, and actually chair of the School of Journalism and Mass Communication, likes to tell the story. He lived in the Fox Valley area, and he likes to tell about the times when he and his dad would get on the train and take the train from the Fox Valley's area down to Milwaukee, watch a game, and then take the train back up that same night.
You sure can't do that now.
Yeah, you can't do that now. It's a great story. Tim, I'm glad to hear about the color. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And let's see, we got Barb in Ellison Bay, I believe, is next. Barb, hi to you.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The lady who just called in about the statue.
Yes.
That was so hard to get to.
Yeah.
Did she say that was on Highway 57?
Yes.
Yes. I drive by there frequently, and they're building a new four lane there. And the road construction has pretty much cut off the approach to that little park there where that statue is. And I've wondered about it because it's just almost impossible to get there.
Huh.
So my guess would be, I hope, that as the road construction gets done, that they will then go back in there and lay out new approach to that statue. Because there was a very nice little parking space and park area there at one time, and it's pretty much gone.
Yeah.
What town is that near?
Oh, it's north of Green Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, north of Green
Bay.
So
close to Dykesville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah, Barb, that's a good point. Thanks. And I'd forgotten. It hasn't been that long ago, about a month or so, that we were in Door County as well. And Highway 57 is, really
being
is under
built.
Construction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. If I'm not mistaken, didn't you have a story in the issue prior to this one about about geology, or am I completely wrong on this? No, you didn't? Okay, well, I must have been
hallucinating.
I'm hallucinating. We were talking about, because there were some geologists who actually have studied, because they were doing some cutting through the shale and so forth in that area, that they were actually had some geologists working with the road construction people to make sure that, things were, if there were things there to be saved, that they were to be saved.
Geologists or archaeologists?
Archaeologists, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Thanks, Barb, for calling. And you're probably right. Once 57 is completed, that's probably what they're going to do. Appreciate it very much. John in Mason, Wisconsin. Hi, John.
Hi. Well, what? I was calling up with news about color in the Northwoods and a couple events going on this weekend.
Cool.
Yeah, well, the guy from Hayward that said the colors are gorgeous and probably going to be peak next week, I'd agree with him. And there's a couple nice events worth coming up to this weekend for folks in the state that want to come up north and appreciate colors. Saturday, there's Cable Fall Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real fun, you know, family-friendly event. And then Sunday in New Richmond, there's Heritage Days.
New Richmond Heritage Days.
And I'll actually be a vendor at each of those shows if I can put a shameless plug in for myself.
What are you going to be vending, John?
I'm a woodworker. So I'll have cutting boards, hand-carved spoons, and everything I make is finished with the oil that I make, all natural oil. Look for Wheeler's Wood Oil and Maple Ridge Woodworks.
All right. John, thanks. You know, that's kind of the fun of these events that, you know, there are people like John out there, artists and so forth, that appear at these events.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see the fall color and comment on that.
It's a great day out.
Yeah, it really is. And you have some, always in Wisconsin Trails, a whole section on events that are going on around the state.
Yes, in fact, it's called Events and Happenings, and we have an extensive calendar listing, and then we sort of highlight a couple of events, you know, in the months of September and October, in this case, that are happening around the state. For example, there's an event called Empty Bowls happening in Milwaukee on October 13th, which is a fundraiser, raises money to feed the hungry, and it's lots and lots of potters, amateurs and professionals, make bowls, and they donate them. You pony up $15, you buy a bowl and a bowl of soup that's also donated, mm-hmm. and the proceeds go toward feeding the hungry. So that's really a nice one.
That's a nice one. And my wife and I attend the Super Bowl every year in Madison,
mm-hmm.
Which is a very similar event. It's held just before the Super Bowl.
Right.
And it's...
I think I've been to that.
I've been to it, but we've gone just about every year that it's been held. And it's a similar kind of thing. The proceeds go to some really good causes, and you get some good soup, and you get to take home your bowl.
But there's a really great event happening this weekend in Shiocton.
Shiocton.
I'm not sure how to say it. It's the World Championship Cabbage Chuck. And sauerkraut wrestling.
Actual wrestling in sauerkraut?
Well, you know, that's what I've been told. I haven't experienced it for myself. But this is September 29th at Lake Park in Shiocton. And you can look at it at sauerkrautwrestling.com.
Sauerkrautwrestling.com. Mm-hmm. I need to call that one up on my website right now here while we... Well, at first, let's get Elizabeth on from Genoa City. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, we're in our seventh month working with the National Park Service on trails connecting Grand Illinois Trail of the Git Trail of Illinois at Richmond into Wisconsin, and our project is the Nipissing Trail Project. We had our meeting with the National Park Service yesterday, and we had representatives from Illinois giving a beautiful presentation, as well as the National Park Service really updating, and we're going to be going really out to the public, having an open house in the next couple of months. And I wanted to let people know what our email is if they want to get in touch and attend, because we're trying to get from the state line and take advantage of all the work they're doing just south of the line and get up to the White River Trail between Elkhorn and Burlington.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about a 13 and 20 miles long, and it's going to connect all of southeast Wisconsin to the 500 miles of the Git Trail of northern Illinois. And it would be a great advantage to for the economics of Wisconsin, the historical, and get people out exercising. So and meeting each other, you know, having fun, going to farms, maybe CSAs and supporting the farmers.
Sounds great.
Sounds great. Elizabeth, thank you. When is this now?
Well, our hoping that our big meeting for the public will be at the end of November, we're shooting for.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get a hold of Mark Weaver at National Park Service in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Or email me at writteninstone@charter.net.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call and the information. And there's more callers online. You can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Give us a call. You know, I wanted to hearken back. We're talking fall colors a little bit here, too. And Bassam Shakashiri has been a regular guest in our program, chemistry professor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got some information online on the science of fall colors, which is really cool. Why do the trees change color, or how do the trees change color in the fall? And if you want to take a look at that, just go to his website, which is scifun.org, scifun.org, and we will, and you'll have a chance to learn more about the science of fall colors. And Mike in Eau Claire, let's go to you next. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Nice program. I'm enjoying it. And I just have to say, I lived in Milwaukee in the late 50s and early 60s and was an engineering student at UWM. And kind of oblivious to the world around me, even though I cared about the Braves. So in the fall of 57, one afternoon, I was walking home from the downtown campus of UWM to the south side where I lived. And I hear all this racket as I approach Wisconsin Avenue at 6th Street, and kind of woke me up. And I look up, and there were convertibles going down the avenue with Warren Spahn and Lou Burdett and all the guys. And it was, you know, every time I think about... Well, first of all, to me, Milwaukee reminds me of the Braves. I still sing Milwaukee, Milwaukee, the home of the Braves to my kids, and they all look at me like I'm a weirdo. But I always think about that World Series day in October. It was kind of neat, and it's the memory I have. So just wanted to pass that on.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. It was one of the most exciting, you know, for a youngster, it had to be the highlight of a person's life almost at that time, especially kids in my community. Anyway, it certainly was for me.
Well, especially if you're used to your team not winning. I mean, I grew up in the Philadelphia area. We had season's tickets to the Phillies. I don't think I ever saw them win a single game.
Well, I tell you what, we won a lot of games, and the article's got some pictures in there. And a little bit of story about especially Hank Aaron's home run, I think, starts that story off. Mm-hmm. Paul in Green Bay, it's your turn. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good morning. Say, you asked about the color up in this area. I travel between Green Bay and Shawano, and as you get to Shawano, there's getting to be a lot of color. In the morning when I went to Shawano with the sun shining on my back as I'm driving west, the oranges and the reds, along with a lot of greens that are out there yet, are really, really beautiful. So color is starting to turn in this area also.
Good to hear. Thank you very much for letting us know, Paul. Appreciate it. And let's see, Phil in Winchester. Boy, let's go to Andrew in Sturgeon Bay, then we'll get to Phil. Andrew, hi.
Hi, Larry. I always enjoy your show.
Thanks.
I have two things. First, a little update on that statue. that used to be a wayside on Highway 57.
Ah.
And it overlooks the beautiful bay of Green Bay. And it unfortunately, the last report was that the state had decided to abandon that wayside due to the four-lane construction. So maybe with the show today, there'll be someone listening that wants to revive that.
The power of radio.
Right. Thanks, but Andy.
The second thing, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
My favorite time of year is this fall in Door County. And it's kind of a magical time because the locals start taking their hair down because the heavy season is just starting to wind down. And the theater companies do little shows in the town halls, and the Washington Island Performing Center has small little ensembles from some of the major theaters. The performers and artists branch off and do their own small ensembles throughout the county. Isadora Theater Company is a community group, and all these quaint little shows pop up at this time of year. It's a great joy to be able to, even on the weeknights, go and see wonderful entertainment.
You're absolutely right, and it is a great time of the year to be there in Door County. We've experienced it. Winter's a good time, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Winter's good, too, but you're right. There are some great productions going on right now in the town halls. We actually talked about that on a show here a month or two back about what was coming up, and there's some really fine shows coming up. Thanks, Andy, for the information. Appreciate it very much. And now let's get to Phil in Winchester. Hi, Phil.
Larry, how are you?
Great. Thank you for calling.
Good. Well, we're in the other Winchester. We're about 3 miles from the UP. And our colors are at peak, and our leaves are coming down at an amazingly quick rate.
So they it's now or never, huh?
Yeah, if you want to see it, you better get up here right away. Say, Larry, how'd you do in the Classic?
The World Championship Muskie Classic, I fished with Ray Palmonis, and we picked the wrong lakes. We did not score a fish on that. We caught a couple of bass by accident, but the lakes that we fished, there were probably 200 other guys out there, I know, and in 12 hours on that Saturday, I think out of all of us and everybody knowing quite a bit about how to catch a muskie, I think there was only one caught on that chain.
Ooh, ow.
But there were some nice ones caught on the other lakes that we didn't select for the contest. But we had a great time anyway. You know what? It's fun just getting out there.
That's the point.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks a lot for calling. And Don in Green Bay, I think it's your turn. Don, hello.
Hello. Just another update on the statue. From my understanding from reading the paper up here, the statue is going to be relocated, but they're not sure to where. It might be somewhere along down by UWGB, or it might be somewhere else along the way in Door County. But as the previous caller said, they did close that wayside with no plans of reopening it.
Okay, but at least that the statue is going to be saved and moved somewhere nice.
Yes. They just don't know where yet.
All right. Thanks, Don.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Jim in West Allis, hi to you.
I have many fond memories of the 57 Braves. I was in second grade, but the nuns used to have the TVs on in the school for us because they were all very interested in it also. and then I'd have to run home at noon for lunch, because when they played the Yankees, it started at noon, and I had to run home all the way to watch them on TV for my lunch, you know, half hour. And I remember seeing the one game my parents had gotten tickets to go, and I was watching TV, and a foul ball was hit right behind home plate, and I saw my mom and dad, the ball landed right in my dad's lap, and I knew it was my mom and dad. I could see them because my mom had a very distinctive checkered coat on. And he caught the ball right in his lap, but the guy next to him grabbed it out of his hand.
Oh.
So I didn't get a souvenir from that. And that was the game, that was the shoe polish game. I don't know if you remember, though.
Yeah, we were talking about the shoe polish game earlier.
Okay, that was the game. And so that was, that still is in my mind. And just another memory from those years was the great pitcher Warren Spahn. We used to, after the games, we used to go out to the parking lot, and because they drove their own cars to the ball games then.
Yep.
And we'd go out and get autographs, and there was a long line at Warren Spahn's car. You know, he would have the kids line up in a line, and he was signing autographs while we were getting picked up by our parents, and we weren't going to have time, so we ran around to the other side of the car where his wife was sitting, and we said, "Can we get an autograph?" And she said, "Sure." And she signed it, Mrs. Warren Spahn. So I think I have the only Mrs. Warren Spahn autograph.
Oh, that's a great story, Jim. I appreciate it. Well, everybody's got a story to tell from that time period. There are a lot of great stories in Trails magazine this month, you know, and I really did want to mention one story in particular that caught my fancy, and I read it, and that was the article on following a game warden a bit around the states, and Tom wrote that, didn't he?
Tom Davis. Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty cool thing.
It is a cool thing. I mean, I always wondered, what does a conservation warden, as they're officially called, what do they actually do? I had no idea of the sort of how varied and how much, you know, law enforcement came into it, and also sort of natural resources management and just plain woodsmanship, and it's very interesting.
Yeah, I really liked that. It was sort of the most extensive and probably the longest piece in the magazine, if I'm not mistaken.
It's quite a
detailed look at Tom Davis spending a day with a pretty fine...
Actually, he spent 4 days.
4 days, yeah, not a day. 4 days, I should say, with a pretty nice guy who's a conservation warden whose name is escaping me at the moment.
Mike Sealander.
Sounded like a really, really nice guy.
Yep.
Stephen Fish Creek, hi.
Hi. I just don't know if you all understand up north. In Gill's Rock, each year they have an event called Great Days.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the third annual Great Days Festival, where five different galleries get together and host a tour of their studios mm-hmm. and workshops. You can find out about it at gillsrockartisans.com. But I'm hosting a bike ride each morning at 10 o'clock to go around about a 10-mile circuit with the idea that maybe you don't have to be a marathon cyclist to go out and enjoy the outdoors. And we're trying to think of ways to get regular people to get on bicycles.
Well, that's and when is that event, by the way? That goes
it's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Gills Rock.
GillsRockArtisans.com. It's all a tour of the northern end of the county in Door County, which is getting really colorful. I think the whole fall colors in Door County are going to be quite early this year.
Well, that's good to know. And I thank you very much, Steve, for calling and letting us know. And I finally trying to read, you know, with these glasses on, and I my thumbs and fingers were a little thick, and I kept misspelling sauerkraut for sauerkraut wrestling. But I finally found the website. If you just Google in sour or use a search engine to go to sauerkraut wrestling, you'll get it. And it is Shiocton. That's on September 29th, 3 to 4 p.m., Shiocton's Lake Park in Shiocton, Wisconsin. And, boy, you got to pick up a copy of the fall issue of Wisconsin Trails magazine. We didn't cover on everything, but lots.
Photo contest.
Photo contest. Yes. That's right. What about that photo contest?
We have our second annual photo contest, and the deadline is December 14th. You can find details in the magazine, which is on newsstands now, or at our website, wisconsintrails.com. But the important thing is you can enter in a couple of different categories, including one just for amateurs. So professionals are welcome to enter, but we have one category just for the
for
guys.
For people like me.
Yeah, people like you, Larry.
Okay. And that's a lot of fun. You don't even have to be a subscriber to Wisconsin Trails to enter it. So go online or pick up a copy of the fall issue of Wisconsin Trails, and you'll find out how to enter your wonderful photo of Wisconsin. Harriet, thanks.
Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate it very much. Harriet Brown, editor-in-chief of Wisconsin Trails magazine, our guest. Stay with us. Lots in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.